Strategist Radio.
You don't have to get the call, Wade. You can let it go to voicemail. That's why we have voicemail, to catch those calls that we miss. The voicemail that I like the best is the one where you insert your name into it, and then you end up sounding more like a robot than the robot. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Ellen is not available.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity Webworks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. Empowering your business and marketing efforts with pinpoint accuracy.
I feel the need for speed.
Deploying targeted tactics.
I got tone. Fire it.
And leading edge business and marketing with purpose.
Up there, we got to push it.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Let me tell you, you look absolutely boss this morning. Welcome to your Friday. It's the weekend. It's the 19th day of June 2015. 6:02 on the West Coast, Strategist Radio Live. Okay, so here's a great quote for this day, right? Train yourself and train your mind to see the good in every situation. Also, confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't. Today on our Friday edition of the program, we're talking book marketing strategy. However, this will help you if you're doing anything marketing digitally. How to grow your online book business. Book marketing is one of the most evasive essentials relative to selling more books. Self-published independent book authors and traditionally published authors must have in place an online hub or website property. That is second to none. That means a book sales hub that is built, measured, and managed from a distinct marketing foundational core is necessary. Now, once the author's website has been strategically built, the author's business strategy team can begin to generate brand awareness using the author's web hub as the flycatcher. In order for today's book authors to profitably compete, they must know and understand how to precisely grow their online business platform. So then what key ingredients make up a more profit-rich online book marketing platform? We'll talk about that on the program today. Also, when we're feeling all pressurized, how do we deal with pressure? How do we deal with stress? Four ways. We'll check it out. Friends and entrepreneurs share. And we'll check in with the late Steve Jobs. He explains the rules for success and the secrets of life. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. I'm so happy to see you this morning. We've made it through another week. Got a big weekend planned? Well, fabulous. I hope so. Got to stand down. Got to rejuvenate. Got to catch your breath wherever you can sometimes as an entrepreneur, huh? Because we're like working 18 hours a day, sometimes 9 days a week, right? The Beatles, what was it, 8 days a week? I don't know what the Beatles were talking about. I do 9 and 10 days a week.
Yeah! Right out loud.
Doesn't it feel like that sometimes? It does. Totally does. Hey, we got a new book on the Book of the Month platform at the Strategist Library, or the Strata Library. It's one of the books that I'm using in my doctoral program right now in dealing with innovation, because that's really trending right now. Creativity, innovation, strategy, right? There's a book out put out there by Clayton Christensen. It's not a new book by any stretch of the imagination, but it's one that we're still using. Harper Business puts it out, and it's actually initial copyright was 1997. Final copyright in its varying degrees of editions all the way through 2011. Fellows at Harvard, all right? This is the book right here. It's called The Innovator's Dilemma, the revolutionary book that will change the way you do business. It's used at major universities across the country. And as I said, in my doctoral program, I read this and went, oh, man, do I need to share this with you. It's on our Strata Library. It's called The Innovator's Dilemma. It's our book of the month for June 2015. It's absolutely brilliant. Little insight on this thing is revolutionary best-selling innovation expert Clayton Christensen says outstanding companies can do everything right and still lose market leadership or worse, disappear altogether. Focusing on disruptive technology, Christensen shows why most companies miss out on new waves of innovation. Whether in electronics or retailing, a successful company with established products will get pushed aside unless managers know, in your case, if you're a solo entrepreneur, will know when to abandon traditional business practices. He also focuses on when it is right not to listen to customers, when to invest in developing lower performance products that promise lower margins, when to pursue small markets at the expense of seemingly larger and more lucrative ones. Cogent, it's sharp, it's provocative. Check it out. It's in the Strata Library on the Hub at tjmoreno.com. The Innovator's Dilemma for you.
Yeah!
Excited. I'm excited because I got my two magazines today. I have subscriptions. They usually come in, you know, once a month, of course. Today I got my new Fast Company and my new Entrepreneur magazine. I'm very happy about that. How it goes down, 10 steps to getting VC money. What's your secret weapon? Talks about willpower, Mixmasters. Talks about some of the new marketing dilemmas relative to cannabis, also business or pleasure. Today's travelers get the best of both. Far more in entrepreneur. If you don't have subscriptions to these rags, I'm telling you right now, what are you feeding your brain? This is the cutting edge stuff. This is what's trending. Okay, Entrepreneur, Fast Company, Success. They don't ink, they don't print stuff unless it's trending. And that helps you understand what's currently trending. Give me your finger on the pulse of what these magazines are putting out. So it's another helpful hint. I want to talk a little bit before we talk about four ways to deal with pressure as we talk about book marketing strategy. In a couple minutes, don't let me forget, because there's another key ingredient I want to share with you. Those of you that are sitting down thinking about writing a book or have already written a book and maybe having to go in and retool it, don't let me forget before we wrap up today's program. Let's check in with our friends at Entrepreneur. Four ways to deal with pressure, and I want to thank entrepreneurs, certainly also Jeff Boss, who's the contributor. He's an adaptability coach, writer, and speaker. Jeff says dealing with pressure is something we all must do daily. For example, the pressure of making it to work on time, navigating traffic so you don't get stuck yelling at other drivers, and delivering your next presentation or not sounding hungover. Been there? I have. Pressure pushes us and places demands on our physical, mental, and emotional well-being that can feel, well, less than ideal. So what can we do in dealing with the day-to-day pressures, business and personal? Here's some ideas from Jeff, and I agree with these, and see if you do. Okay, see if we're on the same page. Jeff says, number one, focus on the fundamentals. You never really become better in the moment. With so much uncertainty glaring you in the face, developing new insights and awareness at the time of delivery is about as effective as reading a book at an all-out sprint and remembering it. See, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? Instead of focusing on the pressure of the moment, focus on what you already know, on the content, and on the skills and knowledge that put you at the forefront in the first place. And, of course, not all at the same time, of course. Jeff says number two in dealing with pressure, redefine the value of pressure. What is pressure really? Well, rather than seeing the pressure of the moment as a threat toward your self-worth, look at it as an opportunity to challenge yourself and perhaps even have fun with it. I know that's what I do. I rely on comedy a lot. Now, in the book Performing Under Pressure, I need to take a look at that because I've not read that, The Science of Doing Your Best When It Matters Most, that may be a book that we might want to put on the Book of the Month Club and on a Strata Library. I'm going to check that out. The author's note, and here it is, and I quote, when you see the pressure situation as a challenge, you are stimulated to give the attention and energy needed to make your best effort, end quote. After all, will the world really end tomorrow? Will small children die if you don't perform up to par today? Not likely. You may have less friends, but the world is not going to come to a close. Jeff also says, in dealing with pressure, reaffirm yourself. Standing in front of the mirror, telling yourself how great you are, often, than you already do, is a scientifically proven path toward self-enhancement, self-confidence, self-efficacy. In fact, in a study conducted by Stanford University, minority students in the seventh grade were asked to focus on the positive aspects of their life, family, friends, hobbies, during times of relative stress, such as the holidays, just before exams, and as part of the school year. Now, the results, a 30% improvement in overall test scores. So who says vanity doesn't help? And finally, Jeff closes his piece, dealing with pressure. He says, reframe the task as temporary. That's a great idea. I mean, the self-imposed pressure, self-imposed, of course, in most cases, of performing well often comes from the limiting belief of, this is it. This is my one and only shot at success. You see, it isn't. Nothing in life is certain. In fact, the only thing that's constant in life is change. Save death, taxes, bad city traffic. You see, when you view a deliverable as a means to an end rather than the end itself, you see there's a little more wiggle room to learn, to grow, and to improve. More so, you see a road ahead full of opportunities rather than a dead end. So dealing with pressure ultimately boils down to personal perspective and the importance you place on the task at hand relative to your own self-identity and self-worth. So don't put too much pressure on yourself. Remember, you can't give away what you don't have. Might as well just love yourself. That's all you got, man. Jeff Boss, thank you very much. Contributor, adaptability coach, writer, and speaker. And we want to send our love to our friends and entrepreneurs.
Strategist Radio.
It's a Friday morning. It's now 6:13. We're live here on the West Coast, broadcasting from the Reed Opera House, historic landmark right here in downtown Salem, Oregon, state capital. What a groovy place to hang. As I told you before, Samuel Clemens actually lectured here. That's right, my mentor, Mark Twain. Susan B. Anthony campaigned in this building. Even Hillary was here a few years ago doing her campaigning. A lot of history here. Check it out online. The Reed Opera House, R-E-E-D, all right? So let's check in with an amazing mentor, an amazing man, an amazing inventor, amazing vision and died way too young. Steve Jobs. In this piece, he explains the rules for success. Says you need a lot of passion for what you're doing because it's so hard. And without passion, any rational person would give up. Steve Jobs explains the rules for success.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, and you don't really love it, you're going to give up. And that's what happens to most people, actually. If you really look at the ones that ended up you know, being successful, unquote, in the eyes of society and the ones that didn't. Oftentimes, it's the ones that are successful loved what they did so they could persevere when, you know, when it got really tough. And the ones that didn't love it quit because they're sane, right? Who would want to put up with this stuff if you don't love it? So it's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of worrying constantly. And if you don't love it, you're going to fail. So you got to love it. You got to have passion. And I think that's the high order bit. The second thing is, you've got to be a really good talent scout, because no matter how smart you are, you need a team of great people, and you've got to figure out how to size people up fairly quickly, make decisions without knowing people too well, and hire them, and you know see how you do, and refine your intuition, and be able to help you know build an organization that can eventually just you know build itself. Because you need great people around you.
Strategist Radio.
Oh, 6:16 for your Friday. Happy weekend to you. Don't forget to look for those opportunities to go out and love somebody this weekend. Go out and be a blessing to someone. A lot of hurting people in this world, looking for leadership, looking for love. Just looking for an ear that will listen to them with their eyes. Can you do that? I know you can't because you're amazing, and I love you for it. So we're going to talk about book marketing strategy and how to grow your online book business in just a moment. But let's check back in with the late, great Steve Jobs. This time, Steve enlightens us, talks about the secrets of life.
So the thing I would say is, when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and your life is just to live your life inside the world, try not to bash into the walls too much, try to have a nice family life, have fun, save a little money. But life, that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, that you can change it, you can mold it. That's maybe the most important thing, is to shake off this erroneous notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it, versus embrace it, change it, improve it, make your mark upon it. I think that's very important. And however you learn that, once you learn it, you'll want to change life and make it better, because it's kind of messed up in a lot of ways. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio, Friday morning. Good to have you aboard. If you're not a member of the Inner Circle yet, we're about 83,000 strong now as we beam out to over 120 countries with this program Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. The good news is if you miss the program live in the morning because of your time zone, it's just not convenient. You're busy making money, loving the fam, hanging with your friends, whatever, standing down, catching your breath. We turn the program into a podcast after each live airing. You can get all the details and listen at will for free on the hub at tjmarino.com. And while you're there, why not sign up for the Inner Circle? Get on the newsletter list. I get to know who you are. You know who I am. And we get to work together, kind of sharing each other's core competencies, drawing from one another's talents. And if there's something you'd like to talk about on this program, let me know. Send me an email anytime to support@tjmarino.com. Here for you. Talk about book marketing strategy and how to grow your online book business. Before I do that, one little tip I want to throw out there. One of the things that I like to do as I'm sitting down, I even consult on this with our literary clients, even those that are as big as Jack Canfield or Mark Victor Hansen, Joyce Meyer, Beth Moore. I mean, I can go on and on and keep bragging about how wonderful our company is, but it doesn't matter because we're just as wonderful as you are, and you're just as wonderful as we are. Okay, we just had some great breaks, been in the right places at the right time, and work our butts off because we care and we're just passionate because we love what we do, right? You love what you do. That's why we do it. Money's a derivative. Got to keep the business going. Got to keep growing. If that's a fiduciary responsibility when you're in business. But it's not about the money. It's about loving what you do. It's about service of other people, other organizations, right? So one of the tips that I give and one of the things I consult on and one of the things I teach on, you know, as an adjunct professor is, and even in our, you know, day-to-day dealings with client consulting, when you're sitting down to write your book, or if you've already written your book, I'm just going to talk, let's pretend like you're just thinking right now. Okay, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a book on strategy. Okay, I'm going to write a book on marketing. I'm going to write a book on Jesus. I'm going to write a book on Allah. I'm going to write a book on whatever, okay, whatever it might be. You want to differentiate yourself because you got to find a niche, right? You want to find a niche. If you go in there and you type in the word, I don't know, I put in like strategy, and there's like, you know what, 900,000 titles. Okay, and I'm making that up because there's a lot. If I come in here and I type in strategy, and I actually have Amazon open right now, so there's 296,000, over 296,000 books in that genre, that keyword of strategy. So I look here and I see the first one. Now this is on my account, so I'm going to click on it. And this is not to pick on anybody. This is for you to do. Remember, we always talk about environmental research analysis. We're analyzing the market, right? We're stepping outside the walls. We're transcending our own walls of our own organization. So what we're doing here is we're looking to see what might be missing. So here's a leading book. Why it's at the top, we're not getting into that today. But Your Strategy Needs a Strategy is the book. It's put out by Martin Reeves. Looks like maybe Newt Haynes and I can't... the other person, it's like Sinha. And so I'm coming down, and what you want to do is you want to scroll all the way down to the reviews and read them. And what you're looking for here is what the reviewers who wrote the reviews, what they like about it. They're giving them 5 stars. Why? Actually read these. And what you're also looking for, and what I really look for, is the deficiencies. I'm looking for those at the 1, 2, and 3 stars. Why? Why did they fail these people? And what are these people saying that caused them to, you know, give them such a low mark? Well, this book didn't cover, it was old information with a new spin, or the author was spending way too much time speaking about themselves and trying to sell you their business, et cetera, right? So I look at those and I go, okay, this is what people are pissed off about right now. So as I sit down to write my book, I'm going to look at that stuff. I'm going to look at those metrics. And I'm really going to make sure that I'm looking to say, okay, let me cover these deficiencies. I actually put them in Excel, and I actually run some analyses on this stuff so I can see the charts. And then I use it when I sit down and I write my titles. That's one of the techniques. And it works. Okay? It really, truly does. So we've got a very short amount of time. So let's get into this. How to start and how to work through and how to grow your online book business. And this really is true for any business. But if you're writing books and you're selling books and you're not using online to do that, then or your platform's wrong, or listen, this is your hub. Now, there's a proven sequence of steps you can follow to generate your success using online technology, digital technology. And this is coming at you from the highest level of education I could pull, plus is what we do here at the firm, all right, as we build for clients. So here we go. You've got to find a need and fill it. If you miss any portion of today's program, remember, you can come back and listen to the podcast because we'll record today's show and it'll be available for you on the hub, tjmoreno.com. You got to first fill a need, and you got to find it, and you got to fill it. Find and fill. Achieve a goal, solve a problem, satisfy a need. Number two. You have to write copy that sells. Number three, you have to design and build an easy-to-use web property, your website. You need to use search engines to drive traffic to your site. You need to establish an expert reputation for yourself, your organization. You've got to follow up with your customers and subscribers with email, social media, etc. And you've got to increase your income through back-end sales and what we call upselling. So, find a need and fill it. How do you do that? I just gave you one idea to show you some deficiencies just in the book genre. People read a book. A lot of people are saying this book is watered down. It's all about selling, blah, 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 right? Well, that's one way to do your environmental scan. Your analysis, competitive analysis. Visit online forums. There's another way to see what questions people are asking. You can do keyword research to find keywords that a lot of people are searching. You can check out your potential competitors by visiting their sites and taking note of what they're doing to fill the demand. Then you can use what you've learned and create a product for a market that already exists and just do it better than your competition. Differentiation strategy. Writing copy that sells. What does that look like? Well, that looks like arousing interest with a compelling headline, describing the problem with that your product solves, of course. Establish your credibility as a solver of the problem. Add testimonials from people who have used your product, read your book. Talk about the product and how it benefits the user. What's the feature benefit? Feature factory talk benefit is consumer talk. How to benefit them. Make an offer. Make a strong guarantee. Create the sense of urgency. And remember the call to action. You got to ask for the sale. Designing the website. That's next. You got to choose one or two plain fonts on a white background. Make your navigation clear and simple. And the same on every page. Consistency. Only use graphics, audio, and video if they enhance your message. And they're done right. Include an opt-in offer so you can collect the data from the visitors, email addresses, names. Make it easy to buy. No more than two clicks between potential customer and checkout. And your website is your online store, so make it consumer-customer friendly. You've got to use search engines, so you have to work up on your CEO, or rather your SEO. That's your pay-per-click advertising. You got to figure out, going in there, am I going to advertise? Am I going to use Google AdWords? Am I going to work on my organic listings? You're looking at three things. You're looking at the words that you have on your web property. You're looking for links that leave your web property that go somewhere that's useful and connective and relative. And then links that are coming in. That's called link popularity, coming in from another web property. And then you have to make sure that you're establishing that expert reputation for yourself. That means maybe you give away free expert content, great articles, videos, and other content that people will find useful. And then you've got to also get in there and use the power of email marketing. We've talked about that. And then don't forget the upsell. You've got to strike while the iron's hot. If somebody's buying a book, thank you for buying my book. And by the way, here's my next book. Or I've got this other product that goes with the book. It's the audio series or the video. You get me? All right. Love you very much. God bless you. Next week, competitive strategy, marketing strategy, entrepreneur strategy, and a whole lot more, social media, etc. I love you. Make it a great weekend. Thanks for being my friend. Go out and do something fabulous for somebody this week, and I'll see you on Tuesday. We're going to be on hiatus Monday, so I'll see you on Tuesday. Make it a great weekend. God bless you.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.